This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And oh, by the way, we also are broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, including in the Caribbean. Hello, AM1000. And a special shout out tonight to the Patriot in Detroit. And we appreciate everybody that's listening to us up there as well. And not to forget about the fact that everybody that's listening to us around the world on the internet either, especially the folks in Germany listening to us on radio waves. Now, a special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what they do to keep America free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, everybody, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for the job you do keeping America rolling along. Now, do not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Not only can you hear the show over there, get the podcast over there, but there's all types of things over there for you to look at. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with the obvious, and that was the impeachment inquiry today, and I'm going to call it what they're calling it, although there's other names we could give it, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And after the first session, the first questions that were asked by Adam Schiff, he ran out and had an impromptu press conference in the hallway. Now, here's what he said, but we're going to debunk what he said here in a minute. But here's what he had to say.
Campaign was a basic quid pro quo. It was the conditioning of official acts for something of great value to the president. These political investigations, it goes right to the heart of the issue of bribery, as well as other potential high crimes or misdemeanors. But we also have heard for the first time that knowledge of this scheme was pervasive. The Secretary of State was aware of it. The acting Chief of Staff Mulvaney was aware of it. And of course, at the very top, Donald Trump, through his personal lawyer and others, was implementing it. And so this, I think, only goes to underscore just how significant the president's obstruction of this investigation has been. We now can see the veneer has been torn away, just why Secretary Pompeo and President Donald Trump do not want any of these documents provided to Congress, because apparently they show, as Ambassador Sondland has testified, that the knowledge of this scheme to condition official acts, a White House meeting, and $400 million in security assistance to an ally at war with Russia, was conditioned on political favors the president wanted.
Okay, condition on political favors. We found out that when Mr. Shifty Schiff went back in to open up the meetings again for Republicans to ask a question, that Ambassador Sondland came out of the gate and said this.
President Trump never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on the meetings. The only thing we got directly from Giuliani was that the Burisma in 2016 elections were conditioned on the White House meeting. The aid was my own personal, guess based, again, on your analogy, 2 + 2 = 4.
So you didn't talk to President Trump when Ambassador Taylor says that that's what you told him? Is that your testimony here?
My testimony is I never heard from President Trump that aid was conditioned on an announcement of elections.
So you never heard those specific words?
Correct.
Right? But
never heard those words.
Bingo!
That's right. That's
bingo!
Right.
So whatever Schiff had to say to begin with when he ran out there to do that minute and 18 seconds and say, oh, we got him out, it's all a bunch of crap.
Right, and wasn't the testimony as well that the president said, I want nothing from Ukraine, this kind of thing? And also, I think it's important to note, Captain, that when you're looking at corruption, especially the level of corruption that exists in Ukraine and existed as well at the time in Ukraine, when you're looking at that level of corruption, are we supposed to simply turn a blind eye to corruption because it may involve or this path may lead to some powerful political family or relative? That seems to me, Captain, to be part and parcel of corruption. The president wanted to stop corruption. Also, the president does not like the idea of giving away a bunch of money to places that are corrupt. Obviously.
Here's the deal. 55 days, they got their money. $400,000 was nothing compared to the fact they got $3 billion. They got $1 billion three times. Now, the majority of what they got from the Obama administration was not what they really wanted. They got vehicles. They got a few beans, a few bullets, small arms, that sort of thing, MREs,
blankets,
yep. Tents. But they didn't get the stuff they really needed to stop the Russian tanks, which was the Javelin missiles, which were given to them finally, by President Donald Trump. Now, hold that thought, because, folks, when we come back, we're going to change our mode of operandi here, and we're going to talk about the debate they had last night. I did not watch it, but I've got all sorts of stuff here in front of me as to what was said. And, oh, by the way, some fact checks. Ha-ha. Wait till you hear this. Democrats? No. They don't lie. All right, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain like I have been doing, because I've got arthritis, and of course everybody knows that's got it, or knows someone that has it, that it is a very painful situation to be in, and you have to take something for the pain. There's no way out because it's basically bone on bone because a lot of the joints are gone and whatnot, and that's what's happened to me with all the different fractures I've had over the years. But arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. It is a 3-week plan where you take the capsules, 4 in a little packet, 3 times a day. It is very health-wise, a very healthy product. There's no narcotics in it. It's all natural. So, therefore, you don't need to worry about that. And all you got to do is sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. You'll pay that plus shipping and handling to get it to you. If you want it there faster, you can do that too. But you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain to do that. And again, the $19.95 3-week quick start will tell you all you need to know. Because we found out, and they tell us, we get the numbers, we get to see it, that 80% of the people that order this stay on it. 80%. That means it's working. It's worked for me, and if you're in pain, hopefully it will work for you too. I mean, all you got to lose is pain. So Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got a message here from Steve in Thailand, and this is kind of what you were talking about. He says, anyone listening to both Fox News and CNN would have to wonder if they are reporting on the same news event. They are presenting totally different sets of information on the impeachment inquiry proceedings. I know from video of the proceedings I saw on Fox News, which is on the right side of the issue, CNN is selectively reporting facts that support their leftist view. How can anyone ever trust CNN again as a news agency? Steve in Thailand. Good question.
That's a very, very good question. And, yeah, I often think, Captain, would anything be able to move the needle at CNN? I think the needle's pegged to impeachment, right, you know, over there, basically, and I just don't know what, if anything, could move the needle back. In other words, would CNN's general thrust ever change and to where suddenly it would be, well, wait a second, we've uncovered this new information, and it looks like President Trump actually didn't do what people are saying he did, or somebody else did what they're saying Trump did. Like, for example, Joe Biden. I mean, we have that on tape, so it should be pretty easy to find, basically.
Yeah.
But something I've noticed, though, Captain, is that as we have these run-ups to either these testimonies or especially to the Mueller report, getting the way back machine here, we find that on some of these different networks, what we hear is, this is what's going to be said. This is, the testimony is coming, and the testimony can be very damning, and what if the ambassador says this or that? And I think they have like an air war going that is designed to get people to get the impression that, well, that's what the testimony is going to be, because no one's going to sit through the boring hearings, basically. And so they already have a precondition, a presupposition of what's going to happen. And so they never actually get ironed out with what actually did happen. But they have the impression that Trump is bad. He did something wrong.
Well, the Democrats have changed the narrative. And David points this out, but he's got the wrong chronological order in there. They changed the narrative from the corruption investigation, which actually started back in 2014 and was in under full swing in 2015. And that was before the 2016 election meddling. And now they're spinning it as an investigation on a political opponent, one opponent versus another. But that's not true. That's not what this is about. Now, we need to go over to the debate, because they had a little old debate last night, and all the Democrats, well, not all the Democrats, 10 of them were up on stage. I'm pretty sure that this is it for Kamala Harris. What do you think?
Well, again, I've been saying all along.
She did very poorly.
Yeah, she doesn't have traction, and she doesn't have connectability. I think the problems from day one are the problems of today, and it's not because I think the it's too crowded a stage or anything, you know, like that. I just think that she doesn't seem to have the it factor to suddenly, you know, sort of break out and be a major candidate. And so who knows? Maybe she'll be back in another iteration of the presidential election process. But yeah, I think she's if she's not done tonight, she's done in the next. Very, very soon.
Right. And, of course, Tulsi Gabbard, once again, she said, and I quote, I think there's a general sense that the candidates, the Democrats, are basically trying to outdo each other for open borders or something like that. But that is not what the people want. And even some of the key Democrats have come out. Harry Reid. People want a fair immigration system. They don't want an open-door invitation for everybody to come at once. Mother Jones's reporter, Kevin Drum, I have to admit that it's hard to see much daylight between Warren's plan and the de facto open borders. Obama's Department of Homeland Secretary, Jay Johnson, that's a tantamount to a public declaration repeated and amplified by smugglers in Central America that our borders are effectively open to all. Claire McCaskill, Senator from Missouri, I'm just telling you, open borders is not the way we beat Donald Trump. Obama DHS official Marsha Castron said, we can't go too far to the left for what people describe as open borders. And George Stephanopoulos, not to be outdone, isn't that effectively open borders, not limiting immigration in any real way. So some of the key players in the Democratic Party that aren't running for president are saying, hey, wait a minute here. This is a little bit too much.
It is a little bit too much. And, Captain, what kind of world do we live in now where Barack Obama himself has to come out and say, the people aren't looking for a revolution that tears everything apart, basically, just paraphrasing.
And he's the one that was doing the fundamental transformation of America.
Exactly right. Yeah. But and not to say that all Obama right. wouldn't go along with it, but he knows that that doesn't sell.
All right. Well, then they talked about, and every Democrat on stage, the Medicare for all or something to do with that sort of thing, that sort of plan. And remember that their plans will kill everybody's private health plan if it goes through, from Medicare for all to Medicare for all who want it as a public option. The Democrats' health care agenda will kill all private health plans. Make no mistake about it. And by the way, who was it that came out and said something about, government insurance options mainly erode or crowd out private insurance rather than provide covers to the uninsured? Remember Mr. Jonathan Gruber, the guy from Massachusetts who was the coordinator and the designing economist, if you will, on Obamacare?
Oh, right.
Came out in 2007, yep. He says, here's what happens. He says, when designing Obamacare, it showed in 2007 that when government insurance expands, 6 people go off private insurance for every 10 people who go on public insurance. So public insurance increases by 4, private insurance decreases by 6.
Well, right. And, you know, I think, Captain, that, you know, because they're focused on the health care issue. That's the big government takeover. But from their minds, people like, in my opinion, from what I can tell, people like Elizabeth Warren, and certainly I think people like Bernie Sanders, they don't want to just take over healthcare and then everything will be okay. They're going to stop there. They believe, I think their ilk believes, that we should have a government take over literally of everything. The government should control the means of production. The government should dole out, because look how cavalierly people, I believe it was Elizabeth Warren, said, well, look, once the private health insurance people are out of a job, well, they can go work in the auto insurance industry if they want, or some other such thing. Just cavalierly talking about people's real lives. But because they don't see themselves as displacing people or causing hardship, because they believe that they can direct everybody. And if everybody just does what they say and obeys, then everything will work just fine.
Right, and we got a caller. Caller, hang on, because we're going to a hard break right here, right now, in just about 10 seconds, and here comes the music. But when we come back, we'll bring the caller on the line, and we're going to talk about the Green New Deal, because the Green New Deal, folks, and this is very easily proven, will cost U.S. energy, basically, our position in the world, where we're the number one energy producer in the world right now, and it'll cost about 10 to 13 million jobs. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Ward and I are coming right back, and we'll bring our caller on the line, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are in Atlanta for debates. Moderator Rachel Maddow asked this impeachment question to senators.
Will you try to convince your Republican colleagues in the Senate to vote the same way? And if so, how?
Of course I will. And the obvious answer is to say first, read the Mueller report, all 442 pages of it that showed how the president tried to obstruct justice, and when Congress failed to act at that moment, and that the president felt free to break the law again and again and again, and that's what's happened with Ukraine.
And that was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Senator Amy Klobuchar also responded.
I have made it very clear that this is impeachable conduct, and I've called for an impeachment proceeding. I just believe our job as jurors is to look at each count and make a decision.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, you know, Geico has been saving people money for over 75 years on your car and your truck, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. They offer coverage on your odd car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your Sea-Doo, your Can-Doo, your Will-Doo, and Will-Doo, Shall-Doo. And they also can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, to find out more, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and put in your zip code. You'll either be able to get a quote that way, or find out who your local agent is that way, or whatever it is you want to do. But it's all done through the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, well, we're going to take a call here. We've got Picasso, who says he needs to talk to the professor. So here we go. Picasso, you're on.
Help, Professor, please.
Hey, Picasso?
Can you help me again? We did Kyle on the couch quite some time. I got to get on the couch, and you got to tell me whether I've started to lose, what do we say, my marbles.
Okay.
Because I liked what Steve in Taiwan said, and that's exactly what my issue is. Steve in Taiwan. Great letter. Anyway, I'm living in an alternative reality. because what's surrounding me is telling me something completely different than what I think is factual. And that is that the presentations of this impeachment hearing are baloney from the Democrats. They're just, it's just a creation of twisted times. What time? Who said what? I heard this from who? What date? Was that the 26th, the 23rd, the 22nd? Talk to who? But the president sets the foreign policy, and he did indeed in the call, at the end of the call, suggest that they look into the corruption, and the corruption included what happened in 2016 in the election, which is back to the Steele dossier.
But it goes back further. Let me stop you for a minute. It goes back further. It goes back to 2014 when they started it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So my reality starts there with this, and I come through, and I've been listening to the entire. This is what scares me, Professor. This is what scares me. I've been watching the professor. I go over to someone's house, and there's seven people with MS LSD on the television, and they're all telling me, "Oh, I'm wrong," and I just sit there and listen.
That's
to
because you're being indoctrinated.
That's right. It's, mm-hmm. it's as if we're in East Germany again, in East Berlin. The difference, but what my question is, there's 25 million people in the country who are listening to this, who actually believe it, and I don't.
Sure.
Can you tell me I'm okay, Professor?
Yeah,
because I don't believe what.
All right, hang on there.
Yeah, you are okay, Picasso. I think you and a lot of other folks, are noticing that we're not getting the whole story if you simply watch the typical mainstream news like CNN or MSNBC. Most
Kyle, do you know what they're doing?
What's that?
The Democrats are telling what they've done themselves and turning it around to make it look like Donald Trump's done what they've already done, period.
Well, sure. Well, exactly. And I heard someone describe it as a Watergate cosplay. They believe that if they can set up this sort of illusion, they can set up this sort of motif that there's another Watergate going on, that they'll be successful. Now, will they get the president removed from office? Probably not. But they believe as well that they will damage Trump enough in order to try to win the election. But, Captain, I don't think there's really anything that will absolutely destroy his base.
No, and then Picasso, tell everybody what it is that you do so they can visit your website.
Yeah, you can come over and get my reality. It's called TrumpTwitterWall.com. Live Trump tweets, live coverage of the impeachment. I've watched most hours. All I would like to close with is God bless America, and thank God we can vote next November.
Yep. Thank
you. By the way, the senators, remember the senators? Mm-hmm. The senators are so important about the election. Biden will be the candidate.
Okay, thank you. All right, and we'll see what happens now. There's some people saying that, and by the way, who did they go after in that debate last night, Kyle? Who did they go after?
After Mayor Pete. Yeah.
And that was because of?
Well, he's surging in the polls, quite significantly right now.
Well, the majority of the polls have him either at the top or close to the top, and Joe Biden continues to waver and falter. And by the way, another big-time gaffe by Joe Biden last night.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't hear the details on it, though.
Well, first of all, just about anything that he did from a foreign policy decision-making process when he was in the Senate, plus when he was as vice president, let me just give you this first one. 1991, Joe Biden voted against the Persian Gulf War, which was extremely successful. Most historians now think that it was the best executed agile use of American power with allies ever assembled on the planet Earth.
Yeah, I would.
George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, I think there's. Yeah, and General Schwarzkopf was, involved with that. I mean, it went off like a without a hitch.
Yep. And then in 2002, Joe Biden said he was voting for the authorization for the use of military force against Iraq, even though he now claims he was opposed to the war in Iraq from the beginning.
Well, poor Joe, he's having a lot of issues like this, and I think it's percolating through the electorate, at least for the Democrat primary voters, and he's not doing himself any favors. at all, and eventually this will catch up with him. And it just depends, you know, if they're able to try to sort of manipulate things, he may turn out to be the nominee. But right now, of course, it's hard for him to hide these different gaffes that he's making.
And just recently, Joe Biden actually downplayed the threat of China, made a joke about it, said China's going to eat our lunch. Give me a break. They're not competition for us at all. Really? Really?
My goodness, that's right. They're in terms of economics, I think the United States is much, much stronger, but China is committed both on the economic front and on the military front. This is so very important. I mean, you've got most of the deep state Washington people all running around scared of Russia, or at least telling us we need to be scared of Russia. But what about China? That's a big deal.
Well, we got to talk for a second about the Green New Deal, because Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren have all pledged to eliminate fossil fuels in the United States, which employs anywhere from 10 to 13 million people in the United States, not to count what's around the world. And I can tell you labor unions are against this. I can tell you that labor is angry over the Green New Deal and the candidates in California that are talking about this. I can tell you that the big loss of jobs is in the Rust Belt. It's got people thinking about it, because what happened in North Dakota, okay, with all that fracking that was up there?
What was that?
It created thousands and thousands of jobs.
Yeah. Well, of course. And the idea that, again, when you get something new and you get something that is going to be successful, then, right, that seems to be the natural outgrowth. But again, it goes back to what I was saying before. It's the idea of grabbing control of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, and that sounds kind of far out and weird,
yeah.
But with the Green New Deal, it's really not. They mm-hmm. they want to get, and in other words, the Green New Deal stuff is not virtuous.
I'll tell you another state up north in the upper Midwest where things are starting to turn around, and that's Minnesota. Now, Ilhan Omar has something to do with that, because people realize that she's out of her mind, number one. Number two, they also realize it because, again, the labor unions and the people that work, they realize that these proposals they've got, the health insurance and the Green New Deal and this, that, and the other, it's going to cost them their jobs. And the average cost of insurance, okay, what people will have to pay out of pocket, and with all these taxes with the Green New Deal, they're looking at about $3,400 to the individual family if just those two things go into play.
Well, right. And, of course, what are they told? Oh, don't worry. When we implement the Green New Deal, it's going to create green jobs and everything's going to
be fine. And the top 1% will pay for it.
That's right.
No, they won't.
Because they're bad, you see? And that's, again, they create a class against class sort of warfare and a class envy and all these kinds of things. All the things that we shouldn't be doing in this country.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, it's only 2 cents. It's only a 2 cent tax or 2% or whatever. But guess what? The upper income class writes it off because 2% is not going to make them or break them. And everybody down the line is going to pay that same 2%, which could create a problem. Tell us on your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sound good?
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past?
Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty then.
that's Merle Haggard, and that's for LJ out there tonight, and that's Moving On, a song from the old TV show Moving On. Will and Sonny, the two independent truckers out there running all across the country for $2 a mile. Alrighty, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and or Flying J Truck Stop. Stop by and see what they're all about. I'll tell you what, those pilots, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by and see what they have to offer. Okay, here we go. Wintry conditions over the Rockies. Yep, snowing. And way up north, too. Minnesota, hello to the snow. Duluth, you're getting it. Minneapolis, just a little bit north of Minneapolis. Matter of fact, there might be some flurries around Minneapolis tonight right now. I don't think you're getting it in Burnsville, but I could be wrong. But anyway, also heavy rainfall and flash flooding down in the desert southwest. Now, this has moved pretty much over to the east of Phoenix along Tucson I-10 and up in the mountains around Tucson headed towards New Mexico. But elsewhere, the higher elevations out west have got snow and plenty of it. So let's get started here. First of all, California, Northern California, up there in the Sacramento area, over to Redding, on down to the northern part of the San Francisco Bay Area, Napa Valley and whatnot, you have a fire threat advisory because of the conditions that are there with both the winds and the warm temperature and the dryness of all the timber that's in there again. So here we go. So don't be surprised. In the meantime, in the mountains again of California, San Bernardino, you've got the possibility for snow in that area as the snow is still moving along the higher elevations, and we'll get into where it's at other than that. There is a little bit of rain down south of San Diego, down on the Mexican border, headed down towards the Baja Peninsula, so you'll find a little rain there. But going up to Nevada, north of Las Vegas in the central part of Nevada, a dead center part going over to the eastern part right there, the Utah state line, you've got snow in the higher elevations there for sure tonight. And then if you're coming up out of Nevada and you're going to Salt Lake City, Utah, welcome to winter. Because you've got a winter storm warning again from St. George and the higher elevations, Utah, on up towards the I-70 junction where I-70 cuts off and goes to the east towards Colorado. You will have snow on and off all the way through there. Once you start to climb the mountain range, I-70, and get up towards Vail and Colorado Springs and Eisenhower Tunnel, it's snowing pretty good up there right now. Denver area, you probably already know about that, to the west of you. And also, continuing up I-15 to I-80, and you jump on I-80 and head up on into Wyoming, and yep, here we go. Winter storm warning, central Wyoming, again, with the wind, with the snow. Lots of it coming down. Elk Mountain, it could be interesting going over there. Laramie, Cheyenne, snow there, and to the north, up in Wyoming, too, about halfway up the state tonight. Way up in Montana, now, we got a situation up there around 4th of July. It's not snow tonight, and it's not rain. It's fog. Fog tonight is going to be your problem up there, so be advised of that. Now, let's move on over into Nebraska, because there's a little part of the central western part of Nebraska getting some snow for us there tonight, and down in Colorado. Southeastern Colorado coming out of the panhandle of Oklahoma, coming up 287. You're going to have snow climbing up into the Lyman, Colorado area. And then, as I said, west of 25, Denver, some snow flurries and snow up over the top of the rocks. Definitely when you get up in the higher elevations, you will have snow to contend with. New Mexico, you've got snow around Albuquerque in the Four Corners section out east on I-40 towards Amarillo. You'll run out of it once you get to the Oklahoma line, and then you've got some snow off to the central and western part of New Mexico around Clovis, it looks like, maybe. West of Clovis, okay, so to the west of I-25, you've got snow in higher elevations. All right, going up to Minnesota again, just to repeat myself and make sure I get this right, you've got snow across the northern part of Minnesota. You definitely have got snow and a winter storm warning in Duluth, that area.
And you definitely have got snow in the Minneapolis area, up around the northern fringe for sure, and off to the east towards the Wisconsin state line. Now, when you get over to Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, into the upper peninsula of Michigan, there is snow. It's snowing all along the lake. We got snow in the lee shore of Lake Ontario again, with some rain in the mix, freezing rain and or sleet, from Watertown on down to Syracuse, on over towards Rochester and Buffalo, and on over towards the Pennsylvania state line. It's warmed up a little bit, so you'll have rain probably changing to freezing rain and maybe becoming sleet as the evening progresses along and the temperature drops. We'll see. We'll see. It all depends on the temperature and what direction the wind blows from. And then, of course, you've got wind in the central part of Indiana tonight. Nothing to speak of in terms of bad weather. There's some fog along the eastern, northeastern part of Florida tonight. Jacksonville down to Fernandina Beach, where sometimes it rains. Well, tonight it's foggy over there. And up into the shoreline of Long Island and Connecticut and Massachusetts and Rhode Island and up into Maine, you've got some rough seas there tonight with a riptide warning as well. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J. Now, pilots are not what they used to be. Some of you remember the days when a pilot was, you pull in there, you get a bag of chips, a hot dog, and a Rolodex with the hot dogs rolling around cooking that way, and a soda or a cup of coffee, and boom, you're out the door and gone. That's why you stopped there. Fuel was cheap. You could grab something real quick, and you were gone. However, now the pilot travel centers could have an Arby's in them, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, not just the ice cream, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, the ones that give you a nice breakfast or give you a nice little sandwich-type lunch and even a little light supper to go along with there. And by the way, chilly in the cold weather, got it. Dunkin' Donuts, they got it, and it's not too bad. I've had it. And your pilots are also related to the Flying J's. They're sister companies, if you will. So the Flying J's, you all know, you're going to find a nice sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or maybe a Moe's Southwest Grill. So guess what? You might even, in the big ones around the big cities, find an extra little thing in there. Could be a Subway, could be a Taco Bell, could even be, oh, gosh, I don't know, Dairy Queen, maybe even a Dunkin' Donuts, little light thing to go in there to help you out with the regular sit-down meal that you'd be able to get there. But it's all good. You're home away from home. They got all the stuff at the pilot travel centers that they got at the Flying J's, with parking, cat scales, permits, trip packs to get your loads in on time to get paid, truck washes close by, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, both inside and out in the parking lot, and lounges with big-screen televisions for the professional drivers. So it's all there. Pilot and Flying J. Stop by. You know, we heard from Nelson last night. He said he stops by his up there on the way down from Valdosta and grabs himself a cup of coffee. And, of course, they do have the radio show on, a lot of these Flying J's and pilots. So howdy, howdy to all the truckers that are out there. Hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. And hello to Trucker Eric, who's sacked out. I believe he said he was in Ohio. Trucker Mark is out west. And Tom, the suicide jockey, is out there hauling the fuel. And also to our suicide jockey pals up there in Bainbridge, Georgia. Truck them safe. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.